It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. The former president of Iran, Mohammad Khatami, says the U.S. and Iran should try to resolve their long-standing differences through dialogue rather than threats and violence. Khatami was speaking in Washington, D.C. as part of a two-week visit to the U.S., a visit that has been met with anger and optimism. NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam reports.
To be sure, it was not your typical Washington event. Amid the soaring arches and stained glass windows of the National Cathedral stood former Iranian President Khatami, dressed in flowing black robes and a black turban. Khatami looked relaxed as he fielded questions from reporters, including those that addressed Iran's nuclear program. The U.S. has accused Iran of trying to make nuclear weapons. Khatami defended the program, saying it was for peaceful purposes, and he hinted that Iran could suspend the program if Western nations agreed to negotiations.
During the course of negotiations, we could even talk about suspensions, the nature of suspensions, the timing of suspensions, and the durations of suspensions.
Khatami made it clear he preferred dialogue over confrontation and that Iran would not bow to threats.
Use of force and the threat of use of force and language of threat has never produced a resolution to this conflict and conflicts of such.
A theme of reconciliation and peace ran through Khatami's address before the crowd of several hundred people. The State Department provided security for the event, but there was not one U.S. official among the crowd. Many people are outraged that Khatami had been granted a visa to the United States. He's the highest-ranking Iranian to visit since 1979, when Islamic fundamentalists seized the U.S. embassy in Tehran and held Americans hostage for well over a year. Outside the cathedral, about 200 Iranian exiles demonstrated against Khatami. Puran Atashrang said Khatami's regime killed her family.
Why visa for him? Why visa? They are terrorists. They tried to kill American people. They tried to kill all different Muslims.
But for the most part, Khatami has been welcomed at his speeches. The venues, the cathedral, an Islamic society, Harvard University, among others, have all been carefully chosen, as have the audiences. They're made up of foreign policy experts, academics, and business elites. Shibli Talhami, the Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland, says Iran may be using Khatami's visit to gauge if there's any way to break the impasse with Washington. Talhami says the U.S. would be wise to reach out. Khatami still has influence and a wide network in Iran.
There are people who believe that Khatami is one of those who wants to pursue a different foreign policy, and therefore, listening to him, having contacts with him, creating some kind of dialogue, and in essence also feeling the pulse would be very helpful.
Khatami is an intellectual, more reflective and less confrontational than his successor, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Ray Taki, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says Khatami likely wants to foster a different image of Iran than what Ahmadinejad is portraying. Taki says Khatami is drawing large crowds because the U.S. has so little access to Iranians of his caliber, and that he will be equally as popular when he returns home.
I think many Iranian political figures will want to see him, talk to him, get his impressions of America and what is taking place in America, what is the American mood toward Iran.
But will Khatami's tour have an effect? University of Maryland's Talhami is optimistic and realistic.
We don't know what the consequences will be, but I do think they're more good than bad because it opens up an opportunity with no guarantees for success.
Khatami's next major speech is at Harvard on September 10th. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney called the speech propaganda and said the state would not provide any security support for Khatami. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.